You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The world is obsessed with coronavirus right now. Markets are tanking, people are panicking, runs on face masks. The most interesting story that I've read about it is a piece by Parag Khanna, who points out that the path that coronavirus is taking, China, Iran, Italy, is very much the path that the Black Death took. It's the old Silk Road and the new Chinese Belt and Road. It's countries that are tied economically to China, which of course have the most travel to and from China, where the outbreak occurred, and where the most people are getting sick. The next step, as it spreads, will probably be through much of Europe. Ideally, it will still be controlled. Ideally, we're overreacting. Ideally, the number of deaths will be relatively limited. It certainly won't be as bad as the Black Death. But what's interesting is the route and the pattern and the path, and also the implications. Because one of the reactions Parag talks about, and a lot of other people have mentioned too, is that no matter how this shakes out, when we're done with coronavirus, when it's no longer a huge threat to humanity, people will be much more wary of economically integrating with China, and in fact, perhaps even with economically integrating with other countries at all. Because when you make something in another country, you create a risk. You create the risk that you will become part of the pathway of the next pandemic spread. So there's a chance that this could lead to not just a little more isolation of China, but also more economic nationalism. So it would run counter to the trends of globalization and economic integration throughout the world that we've seen for, you know, since the end of World War II. I mean, there really could be a very important reversal, and there could be a very important specific reversal to the way the world deals with China. So that is something to watch. Obviously, the scope of the coronavirus outbreak is very much still to be determined, and the reaction will depend on that. But I thought this was a very striking observation. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.